we see here in this third section now, we saw that there was a real distinction between the first and second comings of Christ made here. The Lord Jesus made it in the first three verses. Then you have that design for living in the millennium. That lets you look into the millennium, the passage we've just gone over, and you see it. Now we see something of the delights of the millennium in these next two verses. Listen to verse 10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. My, they're going to have fun, man. I wish today that more Christians had fun in going to church. I wish they enjoyed it more. I wish the study of the Bible was a thrilling and exciting experience for all of us. It ought to be. And God intended it that way. Now he says, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. Now, the Messiah continues to speak here. And as he does, all that are his can join in this psalm of praise. I'll rejoice in the Lord. The problem today is that a great many Christians just can't rejoice in the Lord. They ought to, but they are out of fellowship with him, sin in the life, way out of the will of God, and going on in self-will. Now, verse 11, for as the earth bringeth forth a bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Now, you see, not only will there be material benefits and physical improvements, but the true blessings are going to be spiritual in that day. What a picture we have here.